Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Richard Nadel, PhD nutritionist, private practice in Atlanta, Georgia, and getting over a little bit of laryngitis, so bear with me this evening, and I'll do the best I can to communicate what I do, how I do it, and particularly the results that I get. And I wanted to mention a phone number where you can call in live during the next 56, 57 minutes at any time, 1-888-815-9756. Call in. I'll be happy to do a free dousing. The dousing, I'll explain more as we go along during the hour. And it will give you a profile as to whether you're in the healthy zone, whether you are in the zone of neutrality, or whether there's some real problems going on in your body. And I will immediately be able to pick that up. Doesn't matter where you're calling from. Doesn't make any difference. You could be here in my office in Atlanta, or you can be in Nova Scotia. It wouldn't matter. So I wanted to let you know during any time with any questions, you're welcome to call. Again, 1-888-815-9756. I like to start off each week with something very pertinent that's happened very recently. And I would like to start, and for those of you who may have seen the Oprah Winfrey program with Dr. Oz, and the author of a book from a man who has been studying and traveling around, who was with National Geographic, and searching for the healthy people and the healthiest people, the longest lived people, in different parts of the world, and studying these people, spending 7 years, and I know recently Dr. Oz went with him, and I wanted to address this particular look at the healthiest people. They are talking about the blue zones. They have told us that there is a group of people in Costa Rica that are very long lived, eating a particular way, having their own water that's coming to them, very physically active their whole lives, don't have the heart disease, don't have all of the arthritis, the diabetic problem that is so severe, becoming more and more severe in this country. Another place is Sardinia. This is an island off the coast of Italy. Interestingly enough, these people in this area are very big with bread, cheese, and dark wine. Another place is Okinawa. This is an island off Japan. There was a book written a few years ago about the Okinawa diet of tofu, vegetables, and fish. And last but not least, they mentioned Loma Linda, California. I think it's about 60 miles from Los Angeles. And there is a very large population of Seventh-day Adventists, and they do not smoke, they don't drink, they are not eating processed foods, and I'm not sure all of them are vegetarians. I think a lot of them are. Why I bring this up tonight is that I want everybody to understand that one size does not fit all. One diet does not fit all. One person's food can be another person's poison. And what do I mean by that? What I'm saying is that we all are individual people with an individual blueprint and individual genetics. Someone has called in already. Wonderful. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hi, Dr. Needle?
Yes.
This is Don in Washington State.
Hello, Don. How are you?
I'm feeling very good, but I thought I'd call up and find out from your perspective how I'm doing.
Okay. All righty. What I do, Don, is that I do a process called dowsing. And just to briefly explain, this is energy medicine. It's vibrational medicine. Don, you could be in Washington State, where my son is right now in Seattle, or you could be in Okinawa, where I was just talking about this group of people, which I'll come back to. It doesn't make any difference, and it is a gift from God that I have developed over the years where information comes to me, and I use a little dowsing rod. And about a month ago, I mentioned the fact that people in California are using special people to find water with a tuning rod for their crops because they are really desperate to have water. And there are some people who are very accurate with that. And so that principle I use to pick up things in your body and just talking to you a couple of minutes, it doesn't matter. We could talk for an hour or just this few minutes here, and I'll be able to tell you in general at this point, and we can go further into it if you would, you know, like to call my office during the week, and there would be no charge to go further. But at this point, I'm asking, are you healthy? Okay? And my dowsing rod tells me that in the general masses, you're doing pretty good because you are not what I would call, or my clients that come to me and have been with me a while, they go into what's called the healthy zone, in the positive spin zone. And you are in the high neutral zone. And that means that, how old are you?
71.
Okay, you're the same age as me. And what I would like for you to do, and if you decided to end up taking my program, you too would get into the healthy zone. And if you would like, at this point, I can give you what your real age versus your biological age. Would that be of interest to you?
Sure. I'd, you know, I've listened to you in weeks past, and, you know, and I go along with the ideas that you have set out, and...
Good. And, you know, Don, it's a very, very different thought process, and you and I being in the same generation, the things that we learned, I've had to undo over the years. And so what I do now is a different perspective than what I did 30 years ago when I started in this field. But all of the people who come to me in the beginning, so and maybe you will be different, I'll tell you in just a minute, are the real age of the human body, meaning what's going on inside with the working of the different organs, is always older. So let's see in your case. Hold on. Well, you're close. You are close. You're showing a body inside of approximately 80. And I have people who are just joined me. I have a gentleman who is 23 years older inside than his age. So it doesn't matter how old you are. What you are doing with my program is that you will begin to bring in the genetic foods, and I'm going to speak in depth about that later tonight, toward the latter part of the program, but you're bringing in the foods that are genetically just for Don, nobody else. And that is done through vibrational energy and vibrational medicine, whatever we want to call it, with the use of the dowsing rod is the way that I get this information. And it's not my opinion of your health. This is information that's brought in to me. So let's look at the heart. And the heart is working pretty well. It's not working at the optimum that it could work. If we bring in the right foods for you, the supplements that we know are working for your particular genetics, and we're using a specific energy water that is detoxifying trillions and trillions. They tell us there's 54 trillion cells. Nobody really knows. I've heard different numbers for 30 years, but there are trillions of them that will be 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to be cleansed and detoxified. So your body is relatively toxic at the cell level. Okay, mercury, cadmium, lead, whatever's going on in there. With the program that I have, and certainly not overnight, this will begin to dissipate. It will begin to clear out, and there will be many other factors that that water will bring as well. But I wanted to stick to the toxicity that we're talking about. The second organ that I want to look at, let's see if there's plaque in the arteries. I don't think there's very much, but there is some in there. There's about 13 to 15% blockage of plaque that's built up. That's not a small amount, but it is a low amount in my program. It doesn't happen overnight. We don't need chelation therapy. We don't need stents. We certainly don't need bypass surgery, and we don't need herbal products. We can do it with this program, and each and every month, month after month, year after year, the arteries get cleaner and really stay clean with this program. I'd like to look at your sugar level, okay? And that is, you're watching your sugar levels, are you not?
That's true.
Because I can tell there is no pre-diabetic or near diabetic, type 2 diabetic. You're really watching the sugar levels. So I look at those three organs, Don, because that's a major three things that everybody generally has some kind of problem with, and are major causes of stroke, heart attack. And one other thing I would like to mention, the third area is the area of cancer, and I will expound on that. Okay, you are in the masses of people, and like I used to be, and that is that your cell level has traces of cancer cells and tumors at way pre-1, okay, pre-stage 1, very beginning stages. In fact, doctors will tell you, medical doctors, that everybody has this. Well, I used to believe that, and I still know that the masses have that. With our program, we oxygenate the cells with this specific energy supplement water. It's not the only water you drink. It's an addition to your regular water. When this is taken on a daily basis, approximately 4 8-ounce cups a day, it's mixed as a supplement in a gallon jug, and you just drink so many glasses a day, you find that the cells, according to Dr. Otto Warburg, who is a German scientist, he won 2 Nobel Prizes back in the early 1930s. And what he told us is that if you can oxygenate the cells at least 60% or more, a minimum of 60% oxygenation of the cells, a cancer cell or tumor in the at cell level cannot exist. They will die, hundreds, thousands, or millions. It doesn't matter. They cannot live in that high oxygenated environment. Unfortunately, drinking 8 to 10 or 6 glasses of the best water, artesian water, well water, Fiji water, whatever we want to drink, you are not oxygenating the cells at the cell level. This is a real problem. And people are not hydrated. I used to go a lot more to my chiropractor. He's not happy about it, but I don't go that much to him anymore because I don't need him as much. My supplements stay. My spine is supple. And so I when I exercise, everything stays together at my 71 years of age. So that is one of the things that will, within a few weeks, it's amazing, that oxygenation will dissipate. And I've had people who get off of the water and decide that they're not going to drink it anymore, and then these cells come back and they get back on it. So this is a general dousing. Do you have anything that you would like me to check beyond that?
Well, I thank you for your preliminary analysis. I'm glad that my health is at least in a high neutral state. I do have a question, Dr. Needle.
Sure.
I have an ozone generator, and I often ozonate the filtered water that I drink. Do you believe that that is a helpful device or a helpful way to oxygenate the water?
Okay. Well, it's not oxygenating your body.
Okay.
Your body is not oxygenated. And what I'm picking up, Don, and I'm not saying it doesn't work. I'm saying in your body, there's no vibration to it.
Okay.
If you could sell it or quit using it, I think you're wasting your money and time with that. Even if you don't do my program, if you've got a pencil there, I'll give you my website where you can find this energy water, and it will be a lot less of a hassle, and like for 40 cents a day, it will cost you to mix it and drink it, with your regular water. If you'll go to dowsing4health.com, and you'll see where it says products, and go to Water Plus. And I think if you use that, it will do you very well, not only to oxygenate the cells, but you're also not hydrated. And that's not a healthy thing. That's where the masses are. That's why I'm on the radio, to tell people, hey, there are other things out there than what you're hearing. And I used to preach the same stuff, all the naturopaths and the alternative medical doctors and all the others, treating symptoms. Well, I'm not treating symptoms, really. I'm bringing you what your body needs, and then it will heal itself.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And if you let me give you my office number, if you've got some more questions and want to talk to me or, interested in the program at all, it's 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. And if you'll call me at Eastern Standard Time from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, I'll be glad to talk to you further.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Needle.
Okay, thank you, Don, for calling.
I appreciate your analysis.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Okay, folks. You've gotten some information from a fellow who's calling in, who's really above the average of the people that I work with. I could take him to higher health levels, much higher health levels, but even where he is now, by our general standards, he's doing pretty well. So let's go back to the study that we were doing. And if somebody else calls in, we'll get to them and keep moving. My point of this whole blue zones is one size does not fit all. If we may or may not have heard that soy may be good for you, soy may be bad for you. Really? Tell that to the Asian population. Tell it to the Okinawa people, where tofu is the main protein. Everybody is different. And one protein for a person is different than a protein even within the same family, because we all have individual genetics. If you want to eat bread, cheese, and wine, it will be guesswork, folks. It will be guesswork if you happen to hit it right for your specific genes. Then you've hit the jackpot. If you were born and raised in Sardinia, Italy, and your grandparents and great-grandparents come from there, you will do terrific. How many of us today are pure people from places in the obscure Costa Rica? There's another one that's not in his book, and I'm sure I know why he didn't go there. And these people have been traditionally the oldest people in the world who are healthy, and that's the Hunza cuts in East Pakistan, in the Himalayas. And because of the problem with terrorism and so forth, that's not an issue for it to be studied, nor can you probably get there anymore, at least Americans. And so they kept focusing on the water. Is it the water that's doing it? Is it the apricots that they eat? Why are they so healthy? Why is it that they don't get heart attacks? Folks, it is because of their genetics. And in America, with all the processed food and all the intermarriages and mixing that we have, we're a conglomeration of all kinds of genetics. So, someday, there may be machines that will pick up what I'm doing now through the dousing, and someday they will hopefully be as accurate, but they're not there now. And this is an opportunity to find out once and for all, am I supposed to eat low fat? Well, I've been told that I'm supposed to be on the Mediterranean diet, or is it South Beach diet? Or maybe I should do Atkins. Well, I'll go to Weight Watchers. Folks, you can lose weight with these programs, and I have been involved with you name it. In my 30 years, I've been a raw foodist. I've been a fruitarian for a short time. I've done macrobiotics. And I'm telling you that each and every time, I didn't feel right, because I wasn't eating for my specific genetics. And intellectually and emotionally, I would believe that particular book or that particular philosophy. And over, it was one size fits all for everyone. Couldn't be more untrue than if you spent a few days in my office here in Atlanta with clients and seeing the people who come in, where not one person is the same as the next person biochemically. You may believe that philosophically it's great to be a vegetarian. wonderful. I used to believe that. I think it's wonderful. I think it's good for the greenery of the world to do that and not to have to slaughter cattle and all of this business. I'm here to tell you that biochemically, I got sick being a vegetarian. But I believe philosophically, but biochemically, it was wrong for me. So these are things that you need to know, and not to take at face value things that are going on, and look at this stuff. And here's an opportunity where this 71-year-old doctor in Atlanta, at a very reasonable amount of money, can work with you. And in early stages, I don't care what it is, early stages, whether it's Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, whether it's early stages of cancer, I'm not talking advanced stages because I cannot help you. But in up through stage 1.5 cancer, that I am able to literally turn it around. And it's very, very exciting. The gentleman, Don, from Washington State, who has the cancer and he has the tumors, he may never get cancer. He may never get it. I don't know. It depends on his predisposition. Nobody knows. But if he was on my program and he was drinking this special water, he would not have any of that, even though he's above average in his health. So I want to give you a couple of testimonials that have happened this week to give you an idea what can happen and how people's health can move forward. I'm not going to mention any names or where they live, but I started 14 months, a year and 4 months ago with a 51-year-old woman who was a type 2 diabetic. And it turned out at that time she was not to be eating any meat that was in her best interest, but that eggs were very, very strong for her. She was almost a vegetarian. And that the eggs were very strong, and certainly the vegetables. She did well with grains. She came to me as a former Hodgkin's lymphoma patient from 1992. She had a urinary tract infection. She had vaginitis. She had candida. She wasn't able to process her oils, and the gallbladder was compromised. And a year and 4 months later, and she was checked before that, in between, but I wanted to give you an update as of December 2nd of this year. Her real age was way higher than it is now. Now she's 53. Her real age is 46. See, even Don from Washington State, if you go by averages, he's doing pretty well. He's not real healthy in the kind of health that I bill with my practice. See, my people are reversing and reducing and going back to inside a healthier body. So we think better, we work better, we have more energy, and we feel so good, even if we don't live over 100 years old. We're not suffering from the arthritis and the pain every time you get up. And this woman has had that. Every time she got up in the morning, she could feel like stabbing wounds in her back. She is now less than a pre-diabetic. You see, there's pre-diabetic, there's a full-blown diabetic, which is type 2 diabetes. I'm not talking about type 1. And she's now under the pre-diabetic realm. There is no cancer and no tumors in her body. And this was a former Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer patient several years ago. No sign of memory problems or Alzheimer's. Her blood pressure is better. And this is a real tribute to staying on the program. And guess what? You don't have to do 100% of the eating plan. If you will do at least 80%, that's 20% cheating. Pretty good. If you'll do at least that minimum, because remember, I work with people I can help. And so it is no need to have to be so anal about it and do 100% of this program. It's not necessary. And we're in the real world. We just went through Thanksgiving. Are we going to give up the Thanksgiving dinner? I wouldn't recommend it to anybody if certain foods are not in their best interest. Let me give you the second person. This woman is out of state. First one is in the state of Georgia. Next lady is in Phoenix, Arizona. And she called me up today. The phone rang. She said, "Dr. Needle, I've got to tell you something." She said, "A year before I came to you, I had bone density checks and for osteoporosis, and it was pretty bad. I had it done about a month or so before I started with you." She's been with me a little over a year, and it had gotten worse. "I just came back." Folks, this was this afternoon. I'm really giving you up-to-the-minute stuff here. She called me up, said, "I want to call you first, Dr. Needle. I want you to know that in my spine, my osteoporosis has stopped, S-T-O-P-P-E-D. It just completely has stopped. What I also want to tell you that in my hip, where I was diagnosed with osteoporosis," this woman is in her mid-50s somewhere, "that in my hip," I think it's the right hip, "that was osteoporosis is now osteopenia." Well, folks, that is the beginning of osteoporosis. That's the early stages. Like pre-diabetic, osteopenia is the pre-osteoporosis. And she said, "You told me that you would be able to stop this osteoporosis, but don't count on it reversing itself." Folks, in her body, it's reversing itself. Incredible, incredible. Thank you, God, for the great gift that I have of receiving information that I'm able to give to other people. And I will quickly tell you, without going into the story, that 30-some years ago, my mother was permanently brain damaged by a psychiatrist and an internist in Atlanta, Georgia, and she went from being depressed to a semi-vegetable. And Harvard Medical School confirmed that I had a tremendous, amazing, a home in every state if I wanted it, lawsuit to go after them because they covered it up. I chose to leave the corporate world 35 years ago or so and devote myself to doing this kind of work to teach people that there is a better way than to cut poison, okay, and look for a means that is not only natural, and we hear that word all the time. We're looking for things that are not poisonous, no negative side effects, okay? And let's go back to that osteoporosis. I think I've mentioned it on an earlier show, and everybody doesn't listen to the show every week. But the dentists are concerned now because Fosamax, folks, Fosamax has been linked to the disintegration of the jaw. How about that? Who would know that? A good dentist would know that. That'd be the first question they would ask. Disintegration of the jaw. You don't need to go that route. It's not necessary to go that route. So I wanted to share those two particular testimonials that these people are glad to share it. They tell me you can give them my name and whatever, but I choose not to do that. They have a right to their privacy. If you want to call me and talk to them, give me a call at 1-800-653-1056, and I know they'll be happy to talk to you individually. Excuse me. Okay. In the last 18 or 20 minutes, I want to take the most important part of my healing program and go into more detail with you, and that is eating the right foods for our genetics. Eating the right specific foods for our inheritance in our body. Nobody else's. Not your daughter, not your cousin, not even your parents. We're all different. And I mentioned this earlier to you. What I do is to take a over 100-year-old philosophy called lectinology. If you look on the internet, you'll find next to nothing about it. Pretty sad. Lectinology is a protein, lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, are protein chemicals that are inside water, inside food. If you take in a certain food and it breaks down, metabolizes, goes into the bloodstream to the cells, completely metabolizes safely with no harm, no irritation, no inflammation, that's the right food for you. The problem is you take the food that has certain lectins, and these protein chemicals cause irritation and then inflammation, which, by the way, folks, the people who are in the know about inflammation have done enough studies now, even your medical doctors will accept the fact that that is an early stage of disease. Guess what, guys and girls? Guess what? I am looking at vibrationally at irritation before the inflammation, just as I'm finding cancer in people before the medical machines can find it. When we can do something about it, when we can safely do something about it, and we don't have to have chemo and radiation. My goodness. And the cost of the program is so reasonable. This is my message, is to make people understand, and then they can decide, I don't want to fool with this. I'm skeptical. I don't believe in dowsing. None of that matters. Doesn't that sound strange? It doesn't matter whether you believe it. It just works. If it didn't work, I wouldn't be fooling with it. And I wouldn't be having this tremendous success that I'm having with people. And I mentioned some of the testimonials there. But anyway, what I do is to take approximately 500 foods, and it's broken down by categories. It takes a while. I individually take that person, if it was Don from Washington, and I was working with him, I would take certain categories of food and see, are they irritating him? that causing that plaque in his body? Is it causing those early stages of cancer and tumors in his cells? Why is he still toxic? Yes, he's above average in health, but his age is still 80 years old. He's 71. He's still not healthy when I'm 71. And folks, my real age is 37. I'm not making this up. My wife is 70. Her real age inside is 35. So there's a big difference between 5 or 6 years or 20 to 25 or more years younger. So that's the slowing up of the aging process. Does it mean we'll never age? Of course not. We're slowing it up dramatically. And if somebody's got a program out there, or you know of somebody, please have them call me, 1-800-653-1056, and let's see just how healthy they're getting people versus this particular program. It is a God-given gift, and the more people who connect with me, the more people who stay healthy, and they are recommending people in their family and friends. And so some of them are very skeptical. It doesn't matter. It just works. On my website at www.dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G, for health, you will be able to read a very interesting quote by a gentleman who said, "I know it works. I believe in it. I can't prove it." His name is Albert Einstein. And so you can't explain electricity, but it works. And that's what's going on here. So if you have been going from doctor to doctor, I had a woman call me today from Alabama. She said, "Dr. Needle, I have spent thousands of dollars going from alternative to regular doctors, all kinds of healers, and still I'm 28 years old. I'm very depressed. I'm overweight. I'm very, very unhappy." And I said, "What can be done is to build your body up. Allow the body to heal itself. I'm not going to heal you. I'm going to give you what your body needs, and it will heal itself." And that's what we're doing with this eating plan. And so, knowing the basic avoids, if it is an avoid, it doesn't mean you can't ever eat it. If a food is an avoid right now, it's irritating you. If you are doing at least 80% of that plan, you can still have some cheating in there. It's okay. Witness Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. So, let's talk about meat. First of all, I didn't know this until the dowsing was perfected in my practice. And how do I know it really works, folks? How do I know? Just like the lady who went and had the bone density test over and over and over and over and over and over. They go back to their doctors, and they're getting better. And you know what I'm going to say next. What does the doctor say? "Whatever you're doing, keep it up." They don't care. They're not trained except into drugs and surgery. And that's all they're interested in, waiting to do the next patient. I wanted to mention pork. If somebody's in the barbecue business, I'm sorry to tell you, but from a nutritional standpoint, the lectins in pork have yet to prove to me that there is one single human being that it is either neutral or beneficial for their body. So I would not get into pork at all and eat and cut back if you're eating a lot of it. In the meat categories, you know, people will find out that the reason that their blood pressure has gone up is because they're eating a lot of chicken. Now, did your doctor tell you that? Oh, no. You got to be kidding, Dr. Needle. Could it be that turkey and chicken are irritating my body, causing my blood pressure to go up, causing me to have osteoarthritis because I'm eating red meat? If your body is not designed to eat red meat, you're going to have osteoarthritis. That is can be turned around in my practice, and one of the main things is to get that individual to cut back and hopefully get off of all kinds of red meat. Now, I want to mention, once in a while, some of these people, 6 months or a year later, they can go back and eat some of these products that they couldn't eat initially. One example, we're not getting to it tonight, but one example are herbs and spices. I find people where it is a negative for them for culinary herbs at this time. They're all irritating them. Why? Because their immune system, okay, their immune system is not running optimally. Their digestive tract is not running optimally. So that is just one category that I wanted to mention to you. What about eggs? Let me tell you about eggs and egg white. Have you ever heard eggs are good for you? Have you ever heard that eggs are not good for you? Have you ever heard that you should eat egg whites only? Really? One size does not fit all. It depends on the individual. It depends on the individual and their genetics. And I put people back on the yolk of the egg who vibrates positively for the entire egg, and they're missing the lecithin and the brain food inside that yolk. And you do need it in the myelin sheath of our brain. And many people are eating low-fat diets. Low-fat diets for everyone. Absolutely not. And people who are eating that way, who genetically should not eat that way, are very sick. They don't know why, and their doctor doesn't know why. And for many years, I didn't know why either. I'm not here to tell you how great I am. I'm here to tell you that this discovery works not 98% of the time or 90 or 85. It's 100% of the time. If you give the body what it needs and you give it to it as much as you can and live in the real world, allow for some cheating, you will get tremendous success. It will not be like certain drugs that immediately make you feel better. Wonderful. What about the negative side effects? How about that Fosamax and disintegration of the jaw? How about hormone replacement therapy and women dying of heart attacks and having strokes? And 10 years later, they say, whoops, oh my goodness, we're sorry we told you that. Well, you're nothing but human guinea pigs anyway, just like my mother was. What a gift she's given Dr. Needle. And I'm here to give you that gift. If you are interested, you can call during the week from 9 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My number in my office, it is a free consultation. It is free, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. I'll probably mention one more time. We've got about 5 minutes to go. And I want to move on to the fish category. There's many clients that I get, and initially there's certain fish that they cannot eat because there are certain lectins in them that are irritating for their specific genetics. Nobody else's, just them. Some people, they can handle all the fish. Some people can't handle any fish when they start. And then, as their immune system and digestion increases, we find that they can later on handle and begin to bring back fish back into their diets. Okay. Let's go to dairy products. Let me tell you something. I'm not here to bash the allergists tonight. I'm not here to bash anybody at any time. I'm here to try to get the truth out. I have many people who come to me who've been to allergists. They're on special diets, no eggs, no dairy product, allergic to this, allergic to dust, and we can go on and on. In the food categories, sometimes we agree, but most of the time, there's many of these particular foods that are not irritating for somebody, and they get off of them, and it is affecting their health negatively because their allergist said that's what that test showed. And when I douse them and I find out that it's not really that particular product that's doing it, but they're eating it with something else. They're eating it with something else that's causing a problem, and it's not that particular substance that they're eating. So if you want a clearer picture and one that works, the lectins are way, way better than to go through a bunch of allergy tests that may more than likely not be correct. When you're looking at lectins, I know they're not correct. We do nuts and seeds. Well, everybody knows that organic almonds are good for you. No, not for everybody. There's some people, they're not allergic to it. It's the lectins in there. These protein chemicals are irritating them a lot. Flaxseed is not for everyone. And I find people that ask me a lot about that. What about flaxseed? Well, it depends on your genetics. Let's douse it and see. So, same thing with seeds. When we get to beans and we get to soy, and I want to talk a little bit about soy, you don't have to raise your hand. How many of you out there have heard that soy is bad for you? B-A-D, bad for you. How many of you heard that soy is good for you? The genistein in it. Well, who's right? Who can be right? One study says it's good. Another study says it isn't. One doctor says it's good. The reason, folks, is the lectins and the genetics of the human body. You're never going to prove it all right. If it's so bad, look at the Asians and some of the longest-lived people who are eating tofu in Okinawa and the Japanese in Japan. So how can that be? So you need to rethink and begin to open up. And let's talk about guesswork. Let's begin to get more specific and not guess what's the best. I was in a health food store yesterday, and there's a whole new line of total food health products. And the literature, it reads so well. And the brochure is four color. It's beautiful. Is it right for everyone? Absolutely not. Is it being sold to everyone? Absolutely. Because this information is not out there to the general public, and through the grace of God, I'm able to present this information to you out there. I would love to talk to you, no charge. Tell me about, you know, I can douse. Tell me what's going on in your body. Can I help you? What's your real age? Whatever. And talk about the program if you're interested. I'm at 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. Between 9 and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I'm with a client or out of the office, I'll get back with you quickly. And I enjoyed talking with you tonight. even with winding up my laryngitis, and shouldn't have this problem next week. And I look forward to talking to you next week, or if anybody who wants to call me during the week. God bless. Good night.